If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Law. Welcome to another episode of The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. I'm a best-selling author, an inspirational speaker, and the creator of Unique, a new way of looking at people and learning how to treat them the way they want to be treated. In today's episode, Unboxing Winning with Empathy, we'll be unboxing empathy, a trait that is very much present in two of the personality traits, the steady carabao and the corrective tarsier. We'll view empathy through the eyes of an amazing journalist, my good friend, Jay Taruk, who is a steady corrective. He is an award-winning journalist, documentarist, and motorcycle enthusiast, advocate of safety riding for the two wheels. He's also one of the pillars of GMA's documentary show, Eyewitness. Today, he's the news anchor of Signal TV's Daily. My conversation with Jay started with a steady side showing immediately that steady carabaos are naturally shy and introverted, well, in spite of his amazing job as a journalist.
Alam kong galing ka lang sa, ano, sa show. And
yeah,
yung mga viewers natin ngayon, I know they will learn a lot from you. Kasi ikaw yung laging nag-i-interview, ikaw yung laging...
Natetense nga ako eh. Natetense ako, Jason. Hindi ako sanay ini-interview.
Jay Taruk is simple and successful. Two things people don't usually associate with each other but works fine, hand to glove. Here's how he described himself.
Can you give us a sneak peek of who Jay Taruk is?
Well, napakasimple lang din ang buhay ko, Jason. No? Nakita mo naman, mas madalas ako sa bahay, and even before this pandemic. No? Talagang kung wala akong trabaho at walang shoot, no, I just stay at home, di ba? Ngayon kasi, Jason, may na-discover din ako. No? Napakasarap palang magwalis ng bakuran tsaka magdilig ng mga halaman. So, nahahawa na tayo dun sa mga halaman. Dun sa mga plantito-plantita, ha? But, well, ang mundo ko siguro umiikot lang sa bahay, no? Aside from motorcycles, I'm into art. I'm also into music. You've seen my record collection, Jason. Mahilig ako sa music. Napaka-boring pala ng buhay ko. Hindi ako masyadong mahilig maglalabas. Yung time sa family siguro dito sa bahay, no? Mas lalo ngayong pandemic, mas mahaba na, no? Professionally, alam naman ng mga tao na I've been doing documentaries, no, for more than 20 years akong nandun sa dati kong network, no. Nag-documentary ako and I'm a producer na rin, 'di ba? I produce my own show, yung Ride PH, 'di ba? Meron din tayong weekly show, yung Ride Radio. It's all motorcycle centered lahat. But dito sa bahay, ano ako eh? You know, I'm a quiet person. Alam mo naman, no? Hindi rin ako madaldal. Di ba? Pag hindi mo ako kakausapin, hindi rin kita kakausapin. Mahilig ako sa bisikleta also, no? Na-discovery ko rin yan itong pandemic na kailangan increase ko yung ano ko, no? Kailangan bantayan ko rin yung kalusugan ko, Jason, no? I'm almost 50. Kailangan nag-ehersisyo, di ba? Sometimes, of course, hindi palagi. I watch what I eat. Ayun, umiikot talaga yung mundo natin sa bahay talaga, Jason.
Notice how he emphasizes how simple and boring his life is. Steadies find pleasure in the simplest of things. They find happiness in peace and stability.
Yung mga nakikinig ngayon, parang kung boring ang buhay mo, anong tawag mo sa buhay namin? Pero tama yung sabi niya na ni Jay. I've been to their home several times and you're one of the most humble friends that I know. Kumbaga, pagdating sa ano naman, sa mga accomplishments nandyan, you have a beautiful home, beautiful family, and yet, sa totoo lang, I've been around many celebrities, pero ikaw yung wala talagang kayabang-yabang sa katawan.
Oh, grabe, Jason. Actually, minsan, naiisip ko sa professional life, well, more than 2 decades na akong halos wala din sa bahay, natutok tayo sa trabaho. You know how it is naman sa television, no? Masyadong demanding din yung trabaho na yon, no? Ma-assign ka sa provinces, magdo-documentary ka, ang daming oras na ginugugol mo sa work. Pero I think ano rin yun eh, it comes naturally din eh, di ba? Parang kung wala naman nagtatanong, di ba? Wala namang dapat ipagyabang. But I'm proud of my kids also, my family. I think ang goal natin ngayong lahat is kailangan. Hindi naman yung parang marangya, basta happy ka, no? And you're happy with what you have achieved so far. And paano mo pa may improve, kung meron pa dapat i-improve, no? Sa sarili mo, sa family mo, sa relationship nyo, ng mga anak mo, di ba? Ng asawa mo. So, I guess yun. In that sense, medyo proud din tayo na kahit pa paano meron tayong maipagmamalaki, di ba? Our kids talaga make us happy eh. So, yun yung ano natin, pride and joy. Ika nga, no?
While few with words, once you earn their trust, steady carabaos like Jay open up and can have long conversations as if an extrovert with their closest friends.
I actually enjoy our conversations, Jason, pagka nagpupunta ka dito sa bahay, yung family mo. May mga natatanong ka na parang, oh nga, no? Parang naiisip ko rin, oh nga, no? Nagawa ko pala yun. Alam ko pala yun, no? Pwede ko palang i-share sa'yo, ikwento sa'yo. Sometimes mukhang kailangan mo talaga yun, Jason, no? Someone to talk to, no? Minsan kasi, kumbaga, na-experience mo na to, sumasagi na lang sa buhay mo. And sometimes, it's also nice to backtrack. Oh nga, no? Nagawa ko pala yun, na-experience ko pala yun. And nakaka-enjoy din. Enjoy ako na i-share din sa mga tao pagka-interesado sila, di ba? That's why ang haba ng kwentuhan natin. Remember, talagang ano, kilometric ika nga, no? But I enjoy those conversations.
Before we dive into his principles as a person and a journalist, let's take a look at his beginnings in the media.
And Jay, you know, nag-start ka sa media, no? Was it love at first sight or is it because your dad, of course, the legend, Joe Taruk, was also on radio. Is it na impluensyahan ka ba niya? How did that start?
Siguro I'll start with malaking impluensya talaga yung dad ko. No? Siyempre, nung mga bata kami, talagang, of course, nakabukas lagi yung radyo 24 hours a day. No? I get to see my dad go to work early in the morning. And may mga instances na sinasama talaga niya ako dun sa kanyang trabaho, sa kanyang radio, no? Radio station before. And malaking impluensya ang tatay ko, I would say, no? Kaya ako nandito sa media. Ang gusto ko dati noon, Jason, gumawa ng pelikula eh. Naging director, no? Fascinated kasi ako sa mga movies, no? Sa mga films. I guess pagbata ka, no? Gusto mong gumawa ng sarili mong Star Wars o Star Trek, di ba? Yung mga special effects na yan. Gusto mo magkwento eh. But I ended up, no, on television and na-discover ko parang ganun din pala, no? Sa TV kasi, like ako, sa documentary and news, no? We are all storytellers din pala. Ganun din ang mga director, no? Pag nagkukwento sila ng mga istorya sa kanilang pelikula, sa pamamagitan ng pelikula sila. Kami naman, no, real life yung aming tinatalakay, mga issues. Ayun, I would say my dad talaga. Nandun lagi siya, no? Siya nga yung ano ko eh, helpline eh. Siya yung lifeline ko, no? Pagka meron akong hindi maintindihan at meron akong kailangan na advice, no? I would go to his house, kukonsultahin ko siya, and I would talk to him, no? For long hours, no? Sometimes manonood kami ng TV news, no? Mga balita sa TV, dalawa kami, sabay kami, and magkokomento kami. Tingnan mo si ganyan, tingnan mo si ganyan. Pwede kaya magbibigay kami ng kanya-kanyang opinion, no? About generally tungkol kung saan-saan eh. He's a big influence talaga sa akin. And eh, natutuwa ako. At dinala niya ako dito sa mundong to. And up to now, no, Jason, until last year talagang ginagawa ko na rin kung anong ginagawa niya. Nagbabalita. And I'm excited. I'm so excited na andito ako ngayon. Where I am right now. No? I'm so excited na ginagawa ko ito. Although, for so many years, no? for more than 2 decades siguro, sa media, yung ko lang ginagawa to, Jason, alam mo naman, hindi ako newscaster. But I was tapped just last year, no, by Signal TV, itong 1PH network. No? They want me to do the news.
Take note of how long he stayed in the industry. 2 decades. And slowly grew and made a name for himself as one of the most respected journalists in the country. Steady's care a lot about the welfare of others and uses empathy as their foundation. This is why they are the best team players, or a must, in every team. In this case, Jay's bigger purpose, which is to serve the public, brought him back to newscasting after 3 years of taking a break from his last newscasting stint. The bigger need of society made him decide to take on the role to be an anchor in One Balita, even if it means moving out of his comfort zone.
Completely unexpected, no?
Yes, I wasn't expecting. Actually, ano kami, nag-buckle up and gearing for, you know, what's gonna happen because nagpo-produce nga kami ng TV show, no? Yung Ride PH, na parang Motorcycle Diaries din, no? Yung show ko before, no? So dati kong network. So, I received the call, no? And then they tapped me. Ang sabi nga nila, ito hindi ko makalimutan eh. Jay, nakita kasi nila, Jason, no, last year, no? Simula pa lang ng pandemya, nakita nila. Ang pinaka-relevant talaga at nakikita mo natitira sa mga kalye na nakakatulong sa atin, parang frontliner na rin, eh yung mga nagmo-motor, Jason. So, yeah. Mahaba yung karanasan ko sa motorsiklo eh, no? Aside from that 6-year gig, no? Yung Motorcycle Diaries, no? Which is motorcycle-centric na show. Kasi itinuloy ko sa Ride PH, which is our show now. Iba't ibang communities sa motorcycle ang nakikilala mo, no? Nakakasalamuha mo. And basically, alam ko eh, matagal na silang relevant eh. Pero dito natin nakita, dito nakita ng general public kung gaano ka-importante yung mga nagde-deliver ng mga binili mo sa Shopee o Lazada, di ba? Yung maghahatid sa'yo ng pagkain pag nagugutom ka, maghahatid sa'yo ng mga essentials mo, gulay, gamot, damit, dito natin nakita. So sabi nila, sabi nung mga bosses, no, we need someone who can speak to these people. No? Jay, tingin namin ikaw, makakausap mo sila kasi tagal mo na sa motor. Ayun, parang inisip ko nung una, nagulat ako. Tapos tiningnan ko siya as a challenge, Jason, no? It's a welcome, ano, no? Parang something to think about. Diniscuss ko to kay June, sa aking wife. No? Pinag-usapan namin, uy, they want me to do the newscast. May ginagawa silang newscast. Daily ito. Siyempre, nagpaalam ako dahil, ano ito eh, oras yung ilalaan mo na naman, di ba, Jason? Alam mo naman, ang tagal ko nang wala sa network, 3 years na akong wala sa GMA, no? So, actually, una ko naisip, Jason, alam mo ko ano, naisip ko yung dad ko. Ano kayang ipapayo sa akin ng dad ko? Wow. Daddy ko pa rin. My dad pa rin. Sabi niya, inisip ko, kung kausap ko siya dito, ano kaya sasabihin niya? So, syempre, ano yun? Thumbs up yan, sigurado. Hmm. And hindi na ako sasabihan na pag-isipan mo yan ng 2 beses. Hindi, go for it. Di ba? You know, I went for it. Ayun, nandito na tayo and doing the newscast, I think, is, alam mo, sanay na tayo for the past few years, no? Social media. We get our news from the social media. From Twitter, di ba? Sometimes yeah. Viber, mga private groups, no? Sa Facebook. Nasanay na tayo nung we are being fed by the social media and we get our news. Of course, mas mabilis ngayon, mas instant. But I think pambalanse, Jason, kailangan din natin ng ano, no? Credible newscast. Source ng ating information, yung na-verify na, responsable sa paghahatid ng balita. That's crucial, eh, di ba? Lahat ng anak natin nakatutok ngayon sa social media and they also get all sorts of information sa social media. So sometimes yung mga magulang kailangan ng gabay, no? Andiyan pa rin yung institution ng journalism. We need to keep it alive. It's one of those institutions na tingin ko hindi pwedeng mawala, Jason. So, ayun. Nandito ulit tayo.
If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, here's a tool which helps me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that gives you full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description of this episode and use my referral code, UNIQUELIFE, so you can monetize your podcast too. That's all caps, YOUNIQUELIFE, Unique Life. In this interview, Jay Taruk will always have other people in mind, even if the question is all about his mindset. His ability to share the spotlight to others or put others first before his own is one of his winning recipes to success.
Ano yung mga naging reasons, mga principles sa sinundan mo kaya ka naging Jay Taruk?
Siguro, top of mind, Jason, meron kang gustong mangyari sa society, no? May gusto kang baguhin. Meron kang sistema na gustong baguhin, meron kang gustong community na tulungan, no? You want change in your country, no? Gusto mong i-expose, for example, yung mga maling gawain, no? Oh. I think nanggagaling yun sa kaibuturan ng puso mo na you want to help uplift yung isang grupo ng mga tao, no? Isa sa mga earliest na ano namin, na tagline, no? Gusto mong bigyan ng boses yung mga minority, yung mga hindi makapag-voice out ng kanilang mga saloobin, no? Parang nagiging instrumento yung mga documentaries namin sa sector ng ating lipunan na hindi nila maipahayag kung anong gusto nila. Inaapi na sila, hindi nila masabi yon, eh. Kami ang nagsasabi. Pinapahiram namin yung aming documentaries and yung aming... Nandito kami sa position na to, eh. Pwede kaming mouthpiece nila. Pwede nila kaming gamitin na para maipahayag sa kinaukulan, like sa government, for example. Bawa, napapabayaan yung isang community dito sa mga remote barangays, no? Matagal na kaming walang tulay, no? Nakakatakot tumawid sa malalim na sapa. We need the government to help us, no? Build us a bridge or... Ang nangyayari pa, Jason, is hindi nga gobyerno minsan yung ano, mga private individual minsan, mga ordinaryong tao nagtutulong-tulong para mag-contribute sila at matulungan yung community na yun. Yung mga hindi makapag-aral kasi salat sila sa ano, no, walang trabaho yung magulang, no? They belong to that class na ano, nahirap na makakuha ng access to education. Marami, Jason, eh. So, for example, may mga nakikita, ang sinasabi ko nga, ang sources, marami nagtatanong sa amin, Jason, paano ka makakaisip, ano ba ang pinagkukunan nyo ng inspirasyon, saan kayo kumukuha ng storya, bakit nyo naiisip yan? Sa sarili mong barangay, sa bakuran mo mismo, makikita mo yan na parang, minsan kung curious ka, if you're curious enough, at observant ka, at makikita mo, parang mali itong nangyayari dito. And how do I tell the story? Magiging storyteller ka ngayon. You document it, di ba? And isasuggest mo, by means of your documentary, no, masasabi mo yung mga solutions. Sometimes ganon, eh. Minsan yung expository lang, yung ano lang, yung exposition, yung mag-expose ka lang, no? Marami kami mga documentaries na parang, ah, may ganyan pala. Nangyayari pala yan sa mga may mga bata palang lumalangoy just to go to school. No?
Right.
Naglalakad ng 7 kilometers sa bundok, no, para matuto lang to get the education that they need para makaahon sila sa kahirapan. Dami, Jason. Ang daming sources. No, napapaligiran tayo ng mga story eh.
Again, emphasizing on service, on others, on the greater good, which Steady Carabaos and Corrective Tarsiers are well known for. Even when discussing his own principles, Jay builds it around what the world needs and what he can offer as a human being.
Yeah, I love what you're saying. No, it's not just about the story. Kasi masyado tayong focused dun sa form eh. Paano ako magiging mahusay, paano ako magiging magaling. Pero yung sinasabi mo, bumabalik ka dun sa why eh. In fact, hindi mo nga sinagot yung question. Inamin siya, ni-redirect mo siya sa ano yung mas importante para maging mahusay tayo sa career natin. Alam natin dapat bakit natin ginagawa.
And for those students naman, and dun sa mga interesado talaga, ang maipapayo ko is watch documentaries. Yung ginagawa ng iba, paano ba sila? Paano ba sila nagda-document? Number one, yun. Number two, magbasa. Diba? Magbasa. Ang newspaper ang number one na reading material ko dahil ang dami naming dyaryo before. Eh. Because my dad, 18, no, 20 atang kung ano-ano, mga tabloids and ano, mga broadsheets.
Wow.
Nagbabasa siya. No? Kailangan ano rin, alam mo rin nangyayari sa paligid mo, syempre. Manood kang balita. No? Mag-obserba ka. Mm-hmm. And yung curiosity mo sa mga bagay-bagay, Jason, akala ko dati innate yan sa mga journalists. Hindi. Makikita mo naman eh. May social media tayo nakikita natin. Napaka, ang galing mag-observe nito. Ang galing ng ano ah, yung kumbaga mulat ba sa nangyayari sa paligid niya. Ang galing.
Right.
And how do you do that? Paano mo hahasain yun? By watching the news, by reading. Read as much as you can, diba? Manood ka ng, sasabihin ko pa, panoorin mo rin kung anong ginagawa nila sa ibang bansa, diba? I-inform mo yung sarili mo, i-expose mo yung sarili mo. And masasabi ko na rin siguro to dahil, alam mo, inaabot ko, Jason, yung wala pang, alam mo yung GoPro, no? You're familiar with GoPro, no? Action cameras, no? Inaabot ko yung wala yan, eh. Inaabot ko pa yung generation ng typewriter na nakakakita ko sa newsroom. So, the technology is here, no? Accessible. Order ka lang online. You know, the latest camera, the latest, you know, the technology will help us achieve, no? Kung ano yung pwede natin ma-achieve. But yun, yung for example, ito yung mga innate sa atin. Dapat may pakialam ka.
Jay Taruk is partly corrective tarsier, quietly on the side before they make any decision or take any action. In this next part, Jay shows the differences between newscasters on why they take on a job as journalists.
Meron bang ganun, Jay? Co-workers mo na feeling mo they're just doing it because it's a job, trabaho lang para sa kanila. Pero hindi sila talaga, you know, they don't have a deeper why.
Well, iba-iba rin yung ano, reasons kung bakit, why they end up in an office or, for example, sa field ko, no? Sa broadcast journalism, bakit sila nasa television o sa radio, bakit siya nasa media. May kanya-kanya din tayong ano, dahilan, no? Bakit tayo nandito? Yung mga nakilala ko, yung iba may mission pa nga talaga eh. They want to help and they want to change something. Kasi marami na silang mali na nakikita. Yung iba, bread and butter lang sa kanila. They go to work, no? From 9 to 5. Pero nagkakahawahan. Parang COVID, Jason, no? Na nahahawa ka na dun sa mga... Oh nga, no? Nandito na ako sa industriya ito, but hindi ko kaya gawin ito, no? Maraming ganyan, Jason, eh. Sometimes mali yung reason mo or iba yung reason mo why you enter journalism, pero pag nandun ka na, nahahawa ka na, nagkakaroon ka na ng sarili mong advocacy, no? Personal advocacy. Because I think ultimately, ang sarap sa pakiramdam na makatulong yun, di ba? Nakakatuwa, eh. For example, nakatulong ka and sabihin sa'yo, maraming salamat po. Napanood ko yung story niyong ganyan. Talaga, may nakikinig pala sa akin. May nanonood. May natutunan pala kayo. Ayun, nagugulat kami. And that's why I like talking also to ano, mga journalism students, no, mga broadcasting majors. Talaga, nagawa ko pala yun. Okay, salamat. Salamat, may natutunan ka.
If you haven't grabbed a copy of my books, you can check them out on Shopee. Just type Unique, that's YOUNIQUE, Unique Publishing, and you will find my four books there, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love, on the four personality types, and Determined, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life, my book on behavioral finance. And this special promo is just for you, my podcast listeners. Chat us there that you discovered this promo here in my podcast, and you will get, for every purchase of my book, a free unique mask worth 250 pesos. You can choose from the different personality type designs there and grab a copy today. This promo is available until supplies last. While many know of Jay Tarook's big achievements with GMA News and his brilliant personal projects like his motorcycle documentary Ride PH, many don't know the struggles he had to go through to create his dream show independently. Resilience is a word that many steady caravans have in general. Listen to how Jay overcame his challenges with resilience.
Alam ko din yung backstory, no? Yung parang from your work in GMA and then you started your own, di ba? Yung transition niya.
Oh, hirap.
So maybe you can share something about that, yung journey mo na yun?
Ang daming heartaches, no? Well, sa lahat naman ng bagay, no? When you're starting with something, no? Starting from nothing, no? Wala ka talagang alam, kaalam-alam. And andun ka trying to figure out how to do it, di ba? Marami kang life lessons na madadaanan and may experience heartaches. No, kasi po, ang tagal ko, pampered kami nung when I was with my former network. Nako, pampered kami. Napakalaking network nung GMA, di ba? Pagpunta mo doon, everything is laid out, no? Planchado, yung gastos, yung aspeto ng pera, di ba? Hindi ko nakikita yan, eh. But pag producer ka, andun na lahat, no? And marami kang makikilalang tao, iba't ibang klaseng tao, makakatrabaho mo. Of course, sa buhay talaga, may mga maling tao, may mga tamang tao, di ba? May magiging cause ng frustrations mo. Lahat po yan. But kaming mag-asawa, alam ni Jason to at ni Kat, no? Talagang hindi kami nagpatalo, no? Dun sa challenges na to, kahit hirap na hirap ka na. But you have to stand up and learn from your mistakes and then move on. Marami kaming challenges, no? Naku, ang laking tulong nung ito, share ko lang, Jason, sa mga nanonood, no. Ilang beses kong tinatawag to si Jason, Pastor Jason. Ay nako.
Past life mo, ngayon impastor na.
Pastor Jason, kasi Jason, kung hindi dun sa mga payo nyo, and sometimes pinagpe-pray mo kami, di ba? Kayo ni Kat, no? Pinagpe-pray yung family namin. Sobra kaming thankful dun kasi wala ka talang ibang magagawa but to pray. Sometimes hindi mo na alam yung gagawin mo. Of course, alam mo naman, maraming bago kami nakalampas dun sa matitinding pagsubok, bagyo, no? Sa buhay namin, sa journey namin sa pagpo-produce, no? Ang dami pong ang dami pong may mga dead end, eh. Hindi ko na alam gagawin dito, ah. Sometimes kaming mag-asawa, nag-uusap, hindi ko na alam gagawin. Anong gagawin natin? Wala. Magpe-pray lang tayo. Yung sa church, no, sa Victory, ang daming nagpe-pray sa amin, ang dami namin nakakausap. Oh, itong gawin nyo, itong, di ba, ganito. And ang laking, ang laking tulong nun. Yan, kaya ako thankful sa'yo, Jason, eh. Sometimes hindi ko nasasabi to, bro, but big help yun talaga.
One thing steady carabaos are bad at is giving up. They power through and wait out storms like champions. And many times, those who hang on long enough end up victorious. Here's more on Jay's struggles in making Ride PH work.
Alam ko na before, no, parang may time na iniisip nyo kung itutuloy mo pa or you're gonna quit. And I think it took you two seasons, no? Na yung talagang kala nyo kasi pag nakita nyo na yung production and everything, wow, ganda, nanonood lang tayo, pero hindi natin alam yung blood, sweat, and tears behind it eh.
Mga earlier seasons ng Ride PH, talagang ano, struggling, hirap. Lahat, everything, parang you're doing it on your own, di ba? You're doing marketing, managing your finances, managing people, no? Working with a lot of people. Collaborative work po kasi ito eh.
Hindi working with people.
Hindi madali eh, di ba?
May isang time na buong team, parang kailangan nyo. You need to look for a new team, eh, no? So, things may, like may, that.
Jason, may time nga nawalan kami ng tao talaga. Naiwanan kami. We're left with no one. Eh. Dumating kami sa point na yon eh. And lowest point siguro would be, actually, hindi lang isang beses, hindi lang dalawang beses, but iniisip namin, tutuloy pa ba natin to? Nandun na kami sa point na ano eh, hirap eh. Of course, may family din kami. You know, may Sophie din kami, di ba? We need to invest a lot of time din sa kanya. So, maraming ano eh, dead end na ano eh, we need to decide. And sometimes, hindi mo na alam saan mahuhugutin yung lakas, no? You can't think of any other source of your strength para ano, malampasan to. Grabe to ah. Ayun, dun bumabalik kami dun sa point na ayun, nakatulong din yung ano, talagang the community, no? We go to church, 'di ba? Andun yung may mga friends ka, no? Gaya nyo ni Kat, no? And marami pa. Marami sa ating ano, sa mga friends natin sa community na ano, nakitulong. Minsan hindi mo na alam, parang tatanungin mo na lang, totoo ba nangyayari ito sa buhay natin? Parang hindi ako makapaniwala, no? Kilala mo naman si June, no? Matatag din si June. So it helps also na talaga nandiyan si June and yun, wala, tulong kayong dalawa talaga eh. Especially kasi siya, hindi lang naman ako, syempre laking tulong ni June, no, ng wife ko. Wala kaming network, wala kaming ano, pwedeng sandalan, you know, yun yung nangyari. Thankfully naman, at yun, nakalampas tayo. So maraming pagsubok na pinagdaanan namin dyan sa pagpo-produce. But now, you know, marami rin ng challenge sa atin, Jason. Ito, start na naman tayo. Ayun, meron ka ng mga leksyon. No? You learn from your mistakes and kung ano yung mga na-experience mo. And ano ba yung ginawa ko? Ano, saan ba tayo dapat na direksyon pumunta? So ayun, malaking tulong, no? Yung mga leksyon natin sa buhay, nakakatulong din sa atin.
Jay Taruk's Corrective Tarsier side doesn't only manifest in his professional life but also his personal life. I've mentioned this in my books on how correctives love cleaning and organizing even in their free time.
And galing lang, no? Kasi sa totoo lang si Jay, he's a celebrity, but if you see him, you know his story, very, very simple. And ako nga, natatawa ko, shinare niya yung nagwawalis sila. So siya yung nagwawalis ano, sa labas sa anong bahay niya. Kasi nga pandemic, so they're careful now getting a helper and, you know. So really, ano, stand up guy. Again, thank you for those of you who are just tuning in.
Pagwawalis, Jason, nabanggit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sige. Yeah, nabanggit mo yung pagwawalis, no? It's ano, ha? Hindi ko sinasabi kay Junto, pero therapeutic sa akin to, no? Parang ano, keeps you sane eh. Kasi ang dami, parang quiet time mo ba? Habang nagdidilig, nagwawalis. So, I enjoy, ano, actually helping with the, wala kaming katulong, di ba? Alam mo naman yun. So, na-enjoy ko yung ano, yung time na yun na wala. We have to do everything. Marami sa atin, no? Sa mga bahay-bahay natin, wala naman tayong mga katulong because of the pandemic. So, marami kang matututunan and marirealize din.
Even in how he reflects on the questions outside his job, Jay Taruk works with his curiosities and chooses interests that would tinker with the brain, from newscasting to motorcycles and even his choice of an alternative career.
If you're not where you are today, what do you see yourself doing in your career? Yung career niyo at sa buhay.
Career?
Ito na ba talaga?
Siguro, I would be a gardener. Yun nga eh, ang first love ko talaga is to make films eh. Parang gusto kong pasukin na, I was ready to ano, to enter that world in filmmaking. And baka doon pa lang may seed na sa akin na I want to tell stories, a lot of stories. Siguro parang through my eyes, no, through my perspective. Yun yung gusto ko eh, ever since eh. I guess kaya din ako tumagal sa documentary, Jason. Na-enjoy ko kasi yung ginagawa ko. Riding motorcycles is just a hobby, you know? Naging passion na lang yan later on. But, you know, I love traveling. Pero yung learning stories from the people you don't really know, no total stranger, and parang meron kang opinion, no, sariling opinion, how can I, you know, make it better for them? Paano ko masasabi sa mas maraming audience yung mga gusto nila sabihin pero hindi nila magawa eh. In that sense, no? Parang nagkaroon ka rin ng purpose, di ba? Nagkaroon ka rin ng mission. Parang nagkaroon ng kabuluhan, no? Sense yung ginagawa mo. You're not just working. Parang you're here to do something. No? Iba kasi yung nagtatrabaho ka lang eh. Trabaho lang to eh. Pero iba yung nagiging makabuluhan yung ginagawa mo. So, very, very blessed, no, to be in this industry, and sana marami pa ako magawa. I'm 48, but I want to do more. Sana tumagal pa ako sa industry and doing the newscast for some, no, parang going through the motion na lang, no. Pag 7:30 buksan ko lang yung TV or pero ano eh, right now more than ever, you know, the correct information, the right information is needed and plays a vital role in our decision making. Mula sa ating bahay lang, no? Magpapabakuna ba ako? Hindi. Mm-hmm. Diba, Jason, no? Sa family mo. Yeah. Ano bang gusto ko? Sinovac? Ano bang vaccine ang gusto ko? Bakit ganun yung barangay captain namin? Hindi kami inasikaso. Paano pag nagkasakit ako? Saan ospital ako dadalhin? Ang taas ng presyo ng ano, baboy ngayon per kilo. These are information na kailangan natin. It's most needed right now. Lalong-lalo na clouded tayo, surrounded tayo by the fake news, wrong information. Sobra tayong distracted sa maraming bagay, no, around us. But, you know, to help us decide, siguro guide us sa mga basic decision, kahit sa household natin, anong gagawin mo? Diba? Hmm. Ano ba sinasabi ng gobyerno? Does the government care for me? Ano bang ginagawa ng ano, mga senador natin, congressista? So, I think we need to know and we deserve to know.
Hi, this is Ayin Bernos, the brown girl behind Morena the Label and Ideology Studio, also known as Ayin Pero Tagalog on TikTok.
And this is Riza Lana Sebastian, the serial entrepreneur behind Lana PH, Mink PH, Salaala PH, Ambush Clothing, and Vim Manila.
Come listen to Camp Confidence Radio, a podcast about confidence, self-improvement, and success.
You can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Till then, stay confident.
We can see both his steady and corrective personalities in his methods at work. Here's how Jay answered when asked about how he does his storytelling, a mix of factuality and empathy.
Let's say, for example, we're about to do a documentary. Palaging may brainstorming yan. And syempre, mag-throw ng mga ideas yung part ng team, no? Documentary team. Ano ba pwede natin gawin for this week, no? For our next documentary? Kanya-kanyang suggestion yan. Let's do the story, let's do that story. Pero paano natin magagawang compelling? Kasi you have to understand, no? Parang kanta yan eh. Lahat yang mga yan, nagawa na yan before. No? But how do you make the audience watch you? No? Yun yung challenge lagi. How to tell the same story over and over again in a compelling way. How to get hold of the audience. No? Paano? Like ikaw, speaker ka, Jason, di ba? Kasi yung mga ideas minsan parang, sige, nadinig ko ng idea na yan eh. Pero make me look at that idea with fresh eyes. No? Paano mo sila ano, makakapture? Sa akin, basic yan eh. let's say mga elements ng story, madidinig mo na and you know, nag-research ka, nakuha mo na lahat. Pag ikaw mismo, hindi ka naging interesado, ikaw yung best judge of that. Hindi eh, parang walang dating sa akin eh, di ba? But how to make it compelling, yun yung challenge minsan. Baka sa pagkwento mo, paano natin may present yung kwento na. Eto, I'll tell you one story. Nalinya kasi ako sa mga story, Jason, na ano eh, mga immersion stories. Immersive stories, no? Kumbaga, if I do a story about poverty, about hunger, for example, gutom, no? Dapat maranasan ko kung paano magutom. Hmm. Bakit? Kasi you can't, for me, eh, I believe, no? And up to now, hindi mo mararamdaman ang feeling, pakiramdam ng isang head of the family na nagugutom o gutom kung hindi mo kahit pa paano mararamdaman kung ano talaga yung buhay niya, di ba? May time na gumawa kami ng storya, ako mismo hindi kumain. No? Anong pakiramdam? It's close, literally, no? It's closer to my gut, no? Yung mga words na sinusulat ko. Kasi documentaries namin, kami sumusulat eh. Pag sinabi mong, pagising pa lang sa umaga, kumakalam ang tiyan ng isang padre de pamilya. Ano yung pakiramdam nun? There's no other way, but sometimes, literally, kailangan magutom ka para malaman mo, grabe. Para palang lumulutang yung utak mo. How does it feel na wala kang trabaho pero may 13 kids kang pakakainin? That's something na kahit anong gawin mong observe, kahit you spend the whole day with this person, hindi mo pa rin malalaman eh, di ba? I guess empathy is one, no? Yun nga eh, kung may pakialam ka, that's the basic ano eh, something to possess, no? Something to be innate dapat sa isang journalist, no? Dapat may empathy ka. Ang hirap na magkwento kung wala ka talagang idea kung ano yun. Hindi mo ma-share yun sa maraming tao. Ito, isa pa. Of course, gumawa rin ako ng story about basura, no? Yung mga taong kumakain ng pagpag dahil wala silang pagkain, di ba?
He is amazing in his craft and goes the extra mile to make things happen. Going as far as literally putting himself in the shoes of his subjects.
Oh. Napag-usapan namin yan, Kat. Sabi ni Kat, hindi ko yata kaya yung ginawa ni Jay.
You know, Jason, it was sort of, ano, it elicited a lot of reaction. Sometimes, medyo naging controversial pa nga at up to some degree. Kasi, Jay, kailangan mo pa bang kumain ng basura para malaman mo kung gaano kahirap yung buhay ng mga taong yun?
Hindi yata nila alam yung, ano, Jay, yung pagpag. Maybe you can share a little bit.
Doon sa mga viewers na hindi nakakita o nakapanood ng documentary nin at kung hindi nila alam yung mga kumakain ng pagpag, ito po yung scraps, no? Food scraps. Let's say, tira ng isang food joint, fast food joint na syempre, pag na-spoil na yun o tira-tira ng mga customer, tinatapon na sa basura, there are people who live off, you know, eating from the scraps. Ang tinanong sa akin, no, Jay, kailangan pa bang necessary ba yun na kumain ka pa ng basura? Isa lang naman ang sagot ko eh. Ba't hindi? Ginagawa ng mga pamilya yan eh. I mean, it happens. It is happening. And curious ako eh. Gusto kong malaman eh. Ano yung pakiramdam na for example, no, nanay ka, you need to feed your kids. Wala kang pambili ng pagkain. Merong hindi naman ginalaw na kanin or ulam. Kukunin mo yun. Papakain mo yun sa... Nangyayari po yan. And gusto ko maramdaman yung iniipon mo yung scraps na yun, iipunin mo, tapos probably reheat, isa-serve mo yun. Anong pakiramdam nun? I mean, how, ano na eh, subhuman condition. Oo, pero nangyayari po yan eh.
Yeah.
And I want to experience it. I mean, it's my decision. Gusto kong malaman eh. How difficult is that? Gaano ba kahirap buhay natin ngayon? Gaano kahirap humanap ng trabaho? Mag-a-apply ako. Wala akong natapos. Wala. Apply ako. Wala akong pera sa bulsa ko. Gaano kahirap yun? Gaano kahirap mag-deliver ng mail? Lahat yan, Jason. Yung kartero, di ba? Nako, marami na sigurong mga nanonood sa'yo hindi na inabot yung slow mail. yung actual na buhay nila, di ba? gaano kahirap ang isang ano namamalimos or maraming sometimes, you know, the best stories talaga minsan marirealize mo lang may kukwento mo ng tama kung mararamdaman mo.
Amazing.
And ano ba ito? Is it fortunate? Is it a blessing? Is it a privilege to do that? I don't know. But marami ang nagawa ako eh.
Mix up the Steady Carabao's longevity and corrective tertiary's value on quality work and you have a legacy to leave, which is what we are seeing with Jay's life and career.
At napaka-importante nito, no? Kasi we're not just talking about, especially if you're a young, ano, you're a millennial, you're a centennial, we're not just talking about being successful in a career. What we're talking about is longevity. And bro, ikaw, parang sa GMA, 20 years, no? Or more.
Tapos, more than 20 years, siya.
Yeah. And it's really about that, eh. Loving what you do, eh. And also, the immersion itself.
Mm-hmm.
Galing. That's really, ano, an eye-opener, I believe, for a lot of people who are listening na hindi nila maintindihan yung passion, eh. Saan ba natin nakukuha yung passion na yan? Paano mo malalaman kung passionate ka ba sa trabaho mo? Mm-hmm. And we can see that in you.
I think, you know, one thing led to another, no? Since nandito ako sa industry to, siguro sa simula, first few years, your passion to, you know, to tell stories nandun, okay? Mahilig ka kumuha, mahilig ka mag-video, mahilig ka mag-travel, no? So, paisa-isa, nagde-build up sa yan. And then, uy, nasa posisyon na ako na nandito ako, marami ng audience. What can I do? Paano kung gagawing mas meaningful pa yung ginagawa ko? I think nagde-build up siya, Jason, no? Hanggang sa dumating yung punto na people would come to you and tulungan mo naman kami, pwede mo ba kaming tulungan sa pamamagitan ng show mo? Ando na, nagpapatong-patong na. So it started from, I want to do this, eh. I want to tell a story. And then, nare-realize mo, habang nagde-build up yan sa'yo, nagkakaroon na ng kabuluhan yung ginagawa mo and hindi mo alam, begins to mean something, no? Sa maraming tao, nagre-resonate yun. Sometimes yung feedback nga, pag ini-email ka or pag nagko-comment siya, minsan, ang halaga ng feedback, di ba, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, yun pala yung dating sa'yo nun. Okay, so, yun pala yung, ano, ganun pala ka-powerful yung ginagawa namin. And, but hindi pa natin, let's bring it further and, you know, baka mas may impact pa sa maraming tao. It builds, eh, within you, no? Yung passion na yun, yung cliche na nga minsan, eh, pero your hunger for new things, kailangan nandyan palagi sa'yo yun, eh. Kasi pagka, ano ka na, desensitized ka na, kahirapan. Nangyayari naman yan araw-araw, eh. May namatay? Okay lang yan. Parte ng buhay yan, may namamatay talaga. Pag nawala yun, nawalan ka ng pakialam, wala ka ng empathy, I think yun yung end ng career mo. Wala ka ng pakiramdam and you don't care. I guess yun yung pinakamahalaga, Jason. You have to care. You have to think a lot of people are being affected by this. Concerned ng mga tao ito. So, andun eh. I think delivering the news, kailangan may empathy din eh. Huwag mo sabihin na, then nandito lang ako, I'll just read the news.
Yeah.
Diba? Kailangan may empathy. Kahit saan yan, kahit sa gobyerno, whether be it nasa public service ka, or student leader ka, or kuya ka ng ano, magkakapatid. I mean, empathy is really important.
Let's end this episode with words of wisdom from Jay Taro.
Una sa lahat, Jason, thanks for inviting me dito sa The Unique Life. Sometimes, ano eh, alam mo, okay na ako nung nag-i-interview eh, but okay din minsan na share ko rin, no, yung mga thoughts ko. And of course, yung may nakakausap, di ba, and interesado dun sa mga what I have to say. So, alam mo, enjoy ako doing this. And dun sa mga fans mo, dun sa viewers mo, maraming salamat po dun sa mga from way back pa nakapanood ng aking mga shows. And din sa patuloy na sumusuporta, no? Maraming salamat. And dito sa buhay natin, ang dami nating dapat ipagpasalamat, no? I know we're under this gloomy feeling, gloomy atmosphere nasa gitna tayo ng pandemya, pero huwag po natin kalimutan na dami rin natin pwedeng ipagpasalamat. Aminin ko po, nako, ang dami ko pong blessing. Alam ni Jason yan na sa gitna ng pandemya, nagkabago kong challenge. And ito nga, itong ginagawa ko yan, pagbabalita, is something that I did not expect. Marami pa eh, yung napakaraming oras with my family. Ay, huwag nating kalimutan po na ano, na bilangin ang ating blessings, no, dito sa buhay natin. Alam ko, mahirap tingnan yung mga magagandang nangyayari, but let's try to be, ano, sasabihin ko na, let's try to be positive. Mahirap yun eh. Ayun, basta pag may pagsubok, let's try to be, ano, strong, no? Let's all stay strong and, ayun, magdasal. Pag kailangan ng tulong, humingi ng tulong sa mga kaibigan, no, sa community. And ayun, let's continue to love each other and care for each other. Yung empathy po, huwag nating kalimutan. Sana palagi tayong may empathy.
Winning with empathy is winning with people. To win with the hearts of people in mind and achieve heights together. Again, this is Jason Law. See you again next week as we unbox more unique personalities and stories.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in the Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.